Somebody shout protection. When God delivered your soul from death, God protected you. That's benefit of working with God. I should have been dead, but God. I don't know about you. I've been in a situation I should have lost everything I got. Wrong decision, wrong turn. Somebody shout, but God. I could have lost even my mind, but God. I could have been locked up. Do I have a witness in the house? Somebody shout, but God. I could have struck out on drugs, but God. At times you thank him because of what he has done. At times you do everything to make things okay. But even while you do everything you can, but still there's a snake in the woods. Amen, somebody. Do you understand what I mean when I say you did everything you can, but yet there's a snake in the woods? Everybody in your arms don't love you. Amen, somebody. Everybody you hold to your bosom isn't there to bless you. Now you understand what I meant by snake in the womb. Everybody that you date, they ain't meant to be your husband. You want me to push it? That's what I meant by a snake in the wood. And when you date him, you're going to find out, hey, I don't want this to be my husband. No good. And every job that you interview for is not meant for you. You think they didn't hire you, but God saved your behind from trouble. I'm talking about protection. Protection that you had nothing to do with. Protection over stuff you have no control over. You thought he's your friend, but you didn't know he's your enemy. But God protected you anyhow. Have you ever had God protect you from stuff that you didn't even need, you don't know you need protection from? Amen, somebody. So you thank him for his protection. Touch somebody next to you and say, I'm protected. Come on, say, I'm protected. Just in case there's an enemy in the camp, I'm protected. Just in case there's a snake in the fire, tell somebody I'm protected. Just in case somebody's trying to sabotage your effort, tell your neighbor I'm protected. Just in case somebody's trying to wreck your marriage, tell somebody I'm protected. Just in case somebody's trying to mess with you, open your mouth and shout, I'm protected. Just in case somebody's trying to hunt down your daughters, open your mouth, say, I'm protected. Just in case somebody's trying to kill your son, open your mouth, shout, I'm protected. Just in case the devil's trying to kill you before your time, open your mouth, shout, I'm protected. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Define protection, protection, protection. Let me say this in closing, because I say it all the time. You never know who is trying to take a wax of your hair. You never know who is trying to take your picture, to take it to midnight meeting. You never know who is trying to put stuff in your water. But oh God, I thank you for protection. Go ahead, take my picture. Do whatever you want to do. All I know, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue, who am I preaching to? Open your mouth, shout, I'm protected. So David said, when I think, I got to close. David said, when I think of what God has done, how he answered my prayer, how he was patient with me, how he made provision for everything I need, how he protected me. He said, all I can say is, what can I render unto God for all that he has done for me? And the answer to that question, you see, in the Baptist, we will say, that's the question. Are you ready for the question?
Yes, sir.
And then every question ought to be followed by an answer. Many of you here, God has been so good to you. God has made a way. So the answer to that question is found in verse 14. Psalms 116, verse 14. What did David say? He said, the answer to what shall I render unto God for all the benefits? He said, I will pay my vows. Somebody shout payment. That's your final P for today. And many of you here, you promised God, if he saved your soul, you will serve until you die. But now we can't get you to sing in the choir. Many of you here, you got in a bind on your job, and you promised God, if you will help me out of this, I will serve you. That's right, brother. It's time for you and me to pay our vow. The worst human being on earth is a man or a woman who has no word. What shall I render unto God for all the benefits I got this year? The least you can do, the least I can do, is to pay our vow. If he provided for you, you promise him you will praise him until you die. Now you come to church looking so dignified. It's time to pay your vow. I promise the Lord, if he got me out of it, I'll never do it again. It's time to pay your vow. That is why on that day, children, you were out of town. But that young girl took the microphone and stood right here. And he put the song of my former boss. He said, how can I say thanks for all the things? Just rewind. For all the things you have done for me. He said, things so undeserved. Yeah, God gave it to you. He said, all the voices of a million angels cannot express my gratitude. All that I have today, see, you're looking at a man that came to America with nothing. Absolutely nothing. All that I have and ever hope to be, I owe it all to God. Be the glory. Do I have a witness in the house? To God be the glory. Somebody ought to sing with me. Thank him for answering your prayer. Thank him for being patient with you. Thank him for making provision for you. Thank him for protecting you. Thank him. Make up your mind as you enter the new year. care. I will pay my vow. I don't care who is not happy. I don't care who is rolling their eyes. God has been so good to me. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will dance before him. I will sing before him. I will shout before him. I will bless his name. Because God has been so good to me. I want to pray with somebody today. If you pause and you rewind and you play back those items in your VCR and you see the hand of God all over the place in your life in 2017, and you just want to do like David and say, what shall I render unto God for all these benefits? I just want to pray with you. We call it the prayer of thanksgiving. Find your way to the altar right quick. I just want to pray with you. Hallelujah. And say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for making me whole. Thank you for healing my body. Thank you for watching over my children. Thank you for watching over my business. I don't want to take you for granted. Just like Julio said, nobody like you, Lord. When I was in trouble, you were there. When I was lonely, you were there. When I was empty, you filled me up. When I was depressed, you gave me a refreshment. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. I want one of my pastors to come up here. Because I'm going to the altar. I need to be in the altar. Oh, I wish I can tell you. Or lay person. Don't have to be a preacher. Anybody. Lay person. I just want somebody to pray for you. All right. Ain't that something? Look at a preacher. I've never seen this kind of preacher in a long time. Hey, man. What's your name?
Clarence Smith.
Hallelujah. Will you help me give him a hand? Hallelujah. Minister Smith, I want you to go to the Lord. If you don't remember nobody, thank God for me. This year has been a year like never before. Never before. God, like Matt Wilson say, keep on blessing over and over and over. Like Tommy said, how can I say thanks for all that he has done? Charles Jones said, I just want to worship him. He said, I come to adore him. That's why I can't worry about what anybody thinks. I can't be worried about who is looking. He said, she said. All I need to do is take a pause, rewind, and play back. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to the only true and living God. Oh, God, you have been better to us than we've been to ourselves and to each other. And we are here this morning to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Lord God, thank you for the angel of the house. Thank you for the under-shepherd, Lord God. For truly, Lord God, he has sat at your feet, Lord God, to be fed, to be taught, Lord God, so that he may come back and teach us. So, Lord God, thank you for that, Lord God. Thank you for bringing us from January to December. Lord God, we thank you for this year of completion. Lord God, we didn't get everything completed, but we got something completed. And we thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you for 2018 that is coming, Lord God, and we're looking higher, we're looking farther, we're looking better, we're looking greater. We're expecting 2018, Lord God. We thank you for the word that you have given the under-shepherd, Lord God, that he's going to bring. Oh, Lord God, we thank you and we love you. We need you. We're dependent on you. We're counting on you. For your word said we can do nothing without you. Lord God, we have grown and matured that we don't even want to do anything without you. That is maturity. That is growth in you when we do not want to do nothing without God. So my Lord, my God, my Redeemer, my rock, my will, my all in all, my everything, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, El Elyon, El Shahim, El Shaddai. Lord God, whatever you do in 2018, don't do it without us, Lord God. We pray and ask and thank you for being the God of another chance. You have given us another chance. You woke us up this morning with brand new mercy. Your word said with benefits, deliverance, healing, salvation. Lord God, we pray if anybody here that don't know you and the pardon of their sins, that you would draw them right now, Holy Spirit. You say, how can they come without you drawing? Draw them, Holy Spirit. Lead them, touch them. Don't let them go any further without you. Don't let them leave out this building without asking what must they do to be saved, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we just thank you and we love you for the doors of the house being open in your name. A preach and teach word. A preach and teach word that you have given us, Lord God. Strength, divine strength, active divine strength. Your words say our youth is renewed, our soul is restored. We thank you for the mind of Christ. We thank you for the activities of our limbs, Lord God. So many benefits, so many benefits. Lord God, we will not take you for granted anymore. We will not take you for granted anymore. We will not take you for granted anymore. Lord God, we want to be a part of what you're doing. We want to lead souls to Christ. Your word says, he that leads souls, that winning souls are wise. We pray and ask and thank you for fresh wisdom this day, this year, fresh anointing, your super on our natural. We thank you for every family that's represented here today. We thank you. Thank you. Lord, we thank you and we love you and we owe it all to you. For your word said we can do nothing without you. Nothing can we do without you. We thank you for a heartbeat. A heartbeat. Lord, thank you. The songwriter said, if I had a million tongues, it still wouldn't be enough. For how good as you have been to us, your grace and your mercy. So, Lord, we thank you and love you. We ask these and all of the special blessings and prayer in your darling son, Christ Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Love you, Pastor. Love you, Pastor. And we're going to see you at the top.
Amen, somebody.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
The flower, it will fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. God's word will stand forever. Now, I only have just a few more minutes, But I want to tell you this. We have been talking and we have been fellowshipping. We have been learning and we have been being blessed out of the book of Leviticus. Let me tell you, the book of Leviticus holds power. Now, when we look at the book of Leviticus, who would have ever thought that your life would be changed out of the book of Leviticus? I mean, who would have ever thought that the way that you are going to receive blessings from the Lord would come out of the book of Leviticus? A lot of times when we think about blessings, we think about faith coming by hearing, give, and it shall be given unto you, full measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, Luke 6:38. We think about scriptures like that, but we never really think about the book of Leviticus because we don't think that the book of Leviticus is significant to us today. But can I tell you something today? God wants to change your life. Now, something else that seems somewhat of out of order, because when you think about a new beginning, you're thinking about January. You're really thinking about January the 1st. I mean, that is when we make our resolutions that many of us never really keep. So many of us are sitting back with anticipation, waiting on January 1 so that we can make a resolution that we're probably not going to keep for the first 21 days anyway. But we're trying to make it, you know, those of us that say we're going to lose some weight, you know, we're going to give up sugar, we're going to give up coffee, we're going to give up smoking, you know, those things that we said that we were going to give up. So we normally run about 21 days, and after that, that's it. We go right back to. But when we think about a new beginning, you see, the good thing about God is you can have a new beginning anytime. You can receive a new beginning, whether it be yesterday or today. Watch this. Remember when we talked about a new beginning, let me bring you up to the text because it holds some significance. Watch this. This is the children of Israel. This is the church. They've been delivered out of bondage. You know the story. They've been delivered out of bondage. They've been in bondage some 430 years. And so now God sends Moses to tell Pharaoh to let the people go. And after 10 plagues, Jesus, God, leads them out. But you need to know when you go back and look at the book of Exodus that as they left, they didn't leave empty-handed. Watch this. Every one of us has been in some form of slavery, some form of bondage. You might not have been in the same form of bondage that the children of Israel were in, but let me tell you something. Somewhat part of your life, you've been in some part of bondage. There was something that you just couldn't get out of yourself. There was something that you couldn't be delivered out of just by your human intellect. Not by what you knew, not by how pretty you were, not by how cunning you were. You just couldn't get out of it, and it took God to come in there and take you out. And so now the children of Israel have been delivered. They come out. But watch this. Here is where the monkey wrench is thrown into the fan, because an 11-day trip now takes them 40 years. I wish I had three believers here. You see, God wanted to deliver them, but he wanted to deliver them and take them directly to Canaan's land, a land that is promised. You need to know today that you won't always be where you are today. You won't always be struggling, honey. You won't always be broke. You won't always be torn up. You won't always be begging. You won't always be in financial trouble. You won't always be on welfare. God gonna take you from welfare to doing fairly well. You won't always be torn up from the floor up. One day, God is going to take you into the land that he has. I wish I had some believers here. You see, somewhere along the line, God is going to get you where he planned for you to go. Well, somebody's asking, what do you mean a promised land? There is a place of power and peace and prosperity in your life God is going to get you to. That's our promised land. God promised that he was going to give these things to you. And so now they're on the way to the promised land. Now watch this. They end up in the wilderness. What, let me throw this in just for free. That wasn't God's fault. I just threw something out there at somebody, you know. See, they ended up in the wilderness from bondage, but that wasn't God's fault. That was their fault. Their unbelief, their unfaith, the things that God had told them not to do, they started to do it. And so now an 11-day trip turns into 40 years. See, when God delivered you out of whatever it was that he delivered you in, if you're in the wilderness now, that ain't God's fault. That's not his fault. That's your fault that you're there. That's your fault that you're getting beat up. That's your fault that you're getting torn up. That's your fault that you're getting where you are. God said, I had even better for you. You turned a one-day trip into 10 years. Let me help you. And so what God does is, even though they're out there, so God says, listen, what I'm going to do is, first of all, I'm going to prepare you for when you leave out of the wilderness, how you supposed to act when you get over to the land of peace and prosperity. See, you're going to know how to spend your money when you get over there now. You're going to know how to act with folk when God bless you this time. Are you with me yet? Because God done already taught you the same folk that you messed over when you were going up that ladder, now you're having to hang with them down here. That is because when he gave you something, you didn't know how to act with it. So watch this. I only have a few more minutes. So watch this. And so now they're out there in the wilderness. And so watch this. Not everybody, even now, not everybody, I'm well aware that not everybody now is struggling financially or struggling in some kind of way. There are some folk here that are doing pretty good. But God wants to bless you exceedingly abundantly. Yeah, he wants to take you even further. And so what he tells the children of Israel, now watch this. He first wants to teach them how to give themselves, or somebody said myself. First of all, he wants to teach them how to give themselves, and then he wants to teach them how to give their sins. Somebody said my sins. And then he wants to teach them how to give their substance. Somebody say my substance. See, the only way that you're going to come out from where you are, you first got to learn how to give yourself. God says, listen, I'm not going to bring selfish, self-centered people out of the wilderness. In fact, if you really want to get technical about it, over 1 million people left that night over the Passover, over 1 million people left, and 600,000 of them died in the wilderness. Can I help somebody today? Watch this. It was because of their selfishness. It was because of their self-centeredness. Now, remember last week we talked about those three offerings, the three ways that God wanted you to bring the offering. Remember in chapter 2, you remember that? Now watch this. In chapter 3, let me bring you up to the text. In chapter 3, God is talking about another kind of offering here. He talks about a peace offering. And I wondered, what does a peace offering have to do with us coming out of the wilderness? How does a peace offering have any significance to you and I in this day and time? Is there anybody here want to come out? Come on now. If you don't want to come out, just stay there, baby. Just stay right there where you are. Stay on welfare. Just keep begging and borrowing. Just keep waiting on somebody to give you something. Just keep waiting on Social Security. Just keep waiting for government health care reform. Just wait on it. We're moving on. We're trusting in God. We're going to practice the principles that God has given us in his word. Let me help you here. Watch this. And so look at chapter 3. When you get to chapter 3, verse 1, you're going to discover that God says, listen, look at verse 1. He says, if his offering or his oblation, a sacrifice of a peace offering. Watch this. Why would God want a peace offering? Let me tell you what a peace offering is. A peace offering that would differ.